Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Jamal Cole, you should have been there with Chance on New Year's Eve. We needed more representation from all kinds of people, don't you think?
I'm living vicariously with you, Chance. It was amazing, though.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thank you for asking. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year. I'm doing well. I'm just moved into Chinatown last night. And so I came from Hagerish, so far south side next to Indiana. And I stayed there for 30 days. And a lot of trains out there, a lot of marshes, big marsh parks, a lot of ice fishing in Wolf Lake, a lot of Ford factories, a lot of and more trains. And so it was very a calming month. I allowed Chicago to pour into me over the last month, but it was very nature-like out in Hagerish, far south.
Wow. That's great. This is Jamal Cole, you guys. You've heard him before. He is the founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, and he has embarked on a journey that no one else has ever done before, and that is to live in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. So Chinatown's going to be very interesting. Oh, my gosh. Just the grocery stores and the shopping. Every time I'm there, it's so foreign to me, Jamal. Just the vegetables and the food that I've never seen before.
Yeah, you got to let me know which grocery store, because every community that I visit, I leave my spices on the old Airbnb, and I actually go shopping for new spices in the new community, because it allows me to meet people. I love going to the grocery store and sparking up conversations, hearing stories, hearing solutions about the neighborhood. I love being immersed in it. And one of my secrets is to leave my spices in my old Airbnb and then go to get my new spices in the new community. So I'm going to do that tonight.
Oh, cool. Well, check out 88 Marketplace. That's where I usually go. It's in a big old building, and it's got restaurants and a grocery store. But honestly, I think so many people in Chicago are so unaware of how many different parts of the world are represented in this city and how much is available to all of us, especially when it comes to learning.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm doing, is really a 77-month listening tour. One month at a time, I'm learning about the strengths of the community, the struggles, and really hearing the stories right from the people, whether that's in the currency exchange line, the beauty supply store, the grocery store. But I'm collecting a lot of community data, but I'm building real relationships and hearing solutions based on the people that live there. It's really something that happens spiritual when you actually wake up and go to sleep with people in the community after a few weeks. You start to see Chicago from their perspective, and you start to care a lot more because you've lived and walked in the shoes. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Jamal, you were with the guy who runs everywhere, right?
Yeah. Joab. Yeah, so this guy named Joab, he's from Brazil, and he's been running, he's been running every day for the last 350 days. On a different Chicago block. So his goal is to run on every street in Chicago, like literally every street, every alley, every street. And of course, I'm living in every community and staying there 30 days at a time. He's running on every street. So we said, let's link up. So we connected on Instagram, and I'm training for the marathon in October. So I was like, who better to run with than this guy? And so he's like, Jamal, we're just going to run a few kilometers. I'm like, I'm from Chicago. I don't even know what a kilometer is, So I'm like, okay, we're going to go run a few kilometers. This guy had me running through South Chicago and Hagerish. I mean, we ran for miles and miles and miles on end. But this guy is—he runs with the wind, and he—and people are starting to follow him. He runs with a big Chicago flag on. So yeah, me and Joab, he's actually going to run the marathon with me, and we're going to raise money for My Block, My City. But yeah, he's a really good guy, and I love what he's doing, because it gets people—it gets Chicago less segregated and more interconnected. It's amazing.
Jamal, have you ever run a marathon before?
I've run a half marathon, but anything for the kids, anything for these kids I'll do. Joab and me, we're going to be training together, and I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it to the finish line.
That's fantastic. I love that you continue to embark on new journeys, even when they might seem frightening for most of us, but you seem to tackle it okay.
Yeah, God's got a battery in my back, and I love Chicago, and you can't really lead without understanding people. And the best way for my brain to work, is to actually talk to people where they're at, and walk their block, because then it'll happen for me. I learn from creating with people. That's the highest level of learning for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me what you learned looking back at 2025 from this journey of living in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods for 30 days at a time.
Yeah, so I've learned, first of all, it's a great question, but I've learned that, you know, we always say Chicago is so segregated, but Lisa, those stereotypes, they fall apart when you sit at somebody's kitchen table. You know, I've met people from every background, Polish, Mexican, Serbian, Arab, Greek. Everybody's really just trying to raise their families the best they can. People are trying to run their small businesses the best they can. People are trying to make their block better. So the more I listen to people in that community, the more that I learn that it's really not 77 different communities in Chicago. There's 77 different ways for us to be proud of. And so that's what I'm really, and I'm also learning to create a roadmap of impact. Like some people don't even know the assets in their community. They could be a nonprofit on one side of 63rd, that's never even met another nonprofit on the other side of 63rd, and they've both been doing great work for 5 years. But when I come around and I highlight them, they're like, oh, let's connect. And so I love connecting people, and I love eating food. I love learning. And so that's one of the things I've learned over the last year in Chicago. So, yeah.
I'm telling you what, you can learn a lot by just sitting down and having lunch or dinner with someone. Especially if you're in their neighborhood and you're eating their food. And I just want to applaud you, Jamal, because you really are an inspiration for a lot of people.
Well, thank you. I love Chicago. It's the best city in the world, best architecture, best food, best music in the world. I love the Bears. When the Bears are winning, it feels like violence in the city feels a lot different. When the Bears are winning, it feels like, you know, cafes stay open longer, you know, bars start to fill up. People sit at the tables longer. I just love Chicago. And so the communities are my classroom, Lisa. The people are the professors. And whatever you guys are doing, that's the final exam for me to volunteer with. So I love it. I'm going to keep going.
That's wonderful. Well, hey, here's a note. We're doing a pep rally, the playoff pep rally. We're going to take this show and do it from Jake Melnick's Corner Tap at 41 East Superior on Friday afternoon. So if you're in the area, swing on by. Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich, a few other Bears will join us, and we'd love to see your face.
What time?
Okay, 2 to 6.
2 to 6, thank you. 41 East Superior this Friday.
All right, we'll continue to check in with you. Good luck on your journey, and thanks for giving us the update.
All right, peace, Lisa. I'll be at ADA Marketplace tonight. Have a good one.
Definitely.